Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Okay, so let's get started. Actually, something other than outtakes.
But those are the fun ones.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so welcome. Let me just say at the beginning of the podcast that today, this is my first actual interview, and I am using a guinea pig, my son, just to be full disclosure, but he has written a book, and I figured it was a good first interview to get started. So, welcome, Colin.
Thanks for having me.
And I must say, he is a much more experienced podcaster and interviewee than I am. So I bow to his superior knowledge.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah. All right. So what I'd like to do, since this is the first interview, this set of questions may change. But Colin, I'm just going to ask you some questions and just tell me a little bit about each of them. What you've written, etc. So
that's normally how interviews do go.
That's amazing, isn't it? All right. So, Colin, other than being my son, tell us a bit about who you are, where you're from, and a bit about your background.
So I, for like 6-7 years, was one of the world's youngest cryptozoologists. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically someone who hunts monsters. We look into folklore and current reports and investigate stories of animals that shouldn't exist and yet people claim they do. Good examples, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra, that type of stuff. I had a really great time doing it and I think the subject's super interesting. I had a radio show for almost 2 years. I have written dozens of articles and a book. I did conferences and talks all across the country, and just generally had a great time doing it.
So as I said, as you can hear, he's much more experienced, but how old are you, Colin?
I'm currently 19 and I started when I was like 11.
19. So there you go. Much more experience. He's done more than some of us will. So for that, you should be pretty proud. And as your father, I guess I am too. So
you guess. Wow, that makes me feel good.
Yes. So tell me, what do you like to do besides writing?
I like to read. I read a lot. Basically, if I'm not in the middle of like 3 separate novels and like 2 comic book series, there's something wrong with me. I need to like talk to someone because like I'm always reading. Other than that, pretty normal teenager. I hang out with friends, play some video games, not a lot. Go to comic cons.
Okay, so you say you read a lot. Do you think that's important for your writing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime so I've only ever written one book, but I am pretty experienced with article writing. And anytime I would start an article, what I would first do is not only read the sources that I'm referencing, because, you know, that's kind of important, but I would also take some time to go through and read and kind of understand the type of writing styles I want to follow and the way I want to write it and try to, depending on what the specific subject is, there might be a certain author that I'm trying to replicate their style or way of telling the stories. And so when I'm preparing to write an article, I would make sure to go over their writings again and just try to pick out what about what they do is interesting and makes them unique and how I can replicate that.
So
you can't really understand how to write without understanding reading, you know, like it's important just to read a lot to be able to understand the subject that you're writing about or the genre you're writing in.
Totally agree. And just so everybody listening knows, we did not like plan answers. So I did not ask him to say things with a certain way.
No, I'm just that good.
There we go. Okay. So why did you want to start writing?
So originally I didn't. Like when I was a little kid, I wrote comic books and drew the pictures, and I still have them. They're pretty bad. And I would tell all these stories, but I never, as I got older, I didn't get terribly interested in writing, but I was really interested in the paranormal and cryptozoology in particular. And I started reaching out to different people and asking them what I could do as a young person to get involved. And the late Brad Steiger, if anyone is familiar with the paranormal, you've most likely heard his name. He was very well known and wrote literally hundreds of books on topics, not just cryptids, but ghosts and UFOs and all kinds of stuff. And I emailed him one day just randomly explaining what I was interested in and asking if he had any suggestions. And he said that I should try to write. I should try to look into something that no one's ever looked into before and write an article about it. And from that article, try to expand it into maybe a book or another couple articles looking at different pieces. And he said that's a really great way to get involved and produce something without having to go on into the field necessarily. So I kind of just followed his advice and went from there. And I first got published when I was 14 in a cryptozoology journal from the UK and Animals and Men. And since then I just got hooked, and basically every month or so I was working on a new thing to get published. It was some of the best advice I've ever gotten.
I totally agree with that. That's, you know me, that's kind of my philosophy. Just jump in and do it. You'll learn when you're doing it. You'll get better and find out if you really enjoy it. That has definitely guided me throughout my life. So I'm happy you discovered it from someone and got the same type of results. So that kind of answered my next couple questions. Why did you want to start and what made you finally start? So you wrote some articles. You got published in a few magazines, a few things. And from there, you decided to write more, write a book. Tell us about that book, what it was about, and how you went from the articles to the book.
So one of the things that I did, as well as write a lot in the field, was I went to conferences and gave lectures. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the field, believe it or not, there are a lot of paranormal events, especially around where we live in Ohio and Pennsylvania. There are a lot.